What's up, Triple B Nation? Sneaky Pete with you. Out for a drive in this lovely, lovely Wisconsin day. It's 51 degrees out. Fat guy weather, if you will. I hate roundabouts. Just want to say that. I think roundabouts are the reason we've had all these tornadoes. Traffic going around. It really whips up the air, if you will. So this is the inaugural episode of Triple B Nation Presents Bacon Bits, the bacon grease. It's the stuff in between. So, that being said, I plan on having another one of these next week. And then after that, we're going to release a very awesome podcast episode of Triple B Nation Presents Bacon Bits, where we were on site at what we call Miller Park, where the Brewers play. Others call it AmFam Field. It's because they just don't know. They don't know. It's not County Stadium. Now, that's a completely different building, but it's Miller Park. So we had a blast at that tailgate. We had some special guests show up, and we really look forward to showcasing them on our podcast. So what guests might you say? I think you'll just have to wait and see. So definitely worth a watch. It was a lot of fun. My cousin came into town. He was not on the podcast, but he did come into town for a few days, and we played a ton of cribbage. The Brewers were giving away a cribbage board last Saturday, which was pretty awesome, you know, pretty cool, like cribbage a lot. Everybody showed up, apparently, and these cribbage boards are selling for like $100 on eBay now. It's crazy. I myself did not get in the stadium in time to get one, but I was able to purchase one off of one of my friend's kids for $20. I felt that was a good price. It's a very nice cribbage board. So my cousin and I were actually sitting front row near the visitors' dugout. Brewers were playing the Twins. We decided to proceed to play a game of cribbage, the first front row game we've ever done. And I'd like to, you know, let you know that I won. Yeah, I'm a winner at life and at cribbage. Anyway, so that was a blast. It really was a cool time. And everybody came out to help. And we had a really good turnout. You know, shout out to No Shots for getting the bar. We have a portable bar that we bring out for certain events like that. Definitely was pretty cool. And Rockstar set up all the podcast equipment, which I swear he had at least 10 miles of cables in this little area. It was a lot. And then the chief, he held it down with Handy J as far as getting all the food and tables and chairs and all the logistical shit you need. Oh, there's a cop. Let's see if he gets a bitch. I'm not a bitch. They don't like it when you wave either. No, I don't get pulled over. Not yet, anyway. So, but yeah, the tailgate was fun. And big shout out to our main sponsor, Ken, from Kinnicky's Public House in Richfield, Wisconsin. Shout out. Yeah, I can do it myself. He provided 100 chicken wings. Like, his wings are some of the best. And he pre-cooked them at the bar before he came to the tailgate. They were still warm from being deep fried. And then he grilled them and sauced them. And my goodness, they were great. Absolutely perfect. So that was pretty darn awesome of him to show up and do all that. One thing I've learned, next time we do something like this, I'm just going to let Ken handle all the food. We had way too much food left over, which, you know, you'll have that. It is what it is. So, but that also meant that I've been eating brats every day nonstop since Saturday. Not a bad thing. You know, some of the guys got the burgers. I also got a pack of hot dogs. A lot of hot dogs. We were going to try to do a hot dog eating contest. I don't know what I was thinking. I just wasn't feeling hungry at all. I had one hot dog. I lost this contest by far. So, but again, what can you say? A for effort. So, but our guests had a great time. We had a Bloody Mary bar. We had beer on tap from Explorium Brew Pub. Thank you again for that. Those guys are awesome over there. Hot dog lager, or hot dog water, as we like to call it. So, definitely was a good time. We even had some Indian Summer apple pie moonshine. It was a little bit dumbed down because, from my experience at family functions when I bring this, certain people like to indulge and tend to black out. Shout out to my cousin Alex. Oh, he listens to the podcast on, I think, Spotify. I don't think he does too much YouTubing, but that's okay. We're on all platforms, so. But that was a lot of fun. We plan on having more episodes like that this year. Not on site. That was a lot to plan. It took a month to plan that and get it together, but we definitely want to get some of our guests into our studio, Cherry Pit Studios in Menominee Falls. Rockstar is the proprietor of that, of where we usually do our podcast. So it's a lot of fun. Thank you everybody for that contributed and helped. If you watch this, which I'm going to make you watch this because I'm going to send you the link. So, but other than that, yeah, it's been a week trying to wind down from all that and plan on what we're going to do next. You can't let your foot off the gas when it comes to this. And plan on going remote. Thank you to Dick Frost from the On the Throne podcast. He had me as a guest on there and kind of showed me the ropes of how he has remote guests with what program he uses, and he does a good job with that. I mean, every week he has an episode out, and half the year he's working in the oil field up in Alberta, so he still manages to get a podcast out every week. And basically he embraced the grind, and there's no shortcut for the grind. You have to grind through. So, but that should allow me to get more guests from around the country, around the world, onto the podcast and bring you guys some better content as far as interesting people to talk to. Some folks that I would love to have on here would be like my friend Dave up in Alberta. It's called The Upcycler. He's an artist. He basically makes art out of old silverware and flatware and various other things. Like right now he's on a propane tank kick, which is pretty cool. He cuts designs out of old propane tanks. And with that, he's able to put a light in there. And, you know, it's a decoration for your home outdoors or indoors. And it's pretty cool what he can do. It's pretty cool watching people just follow their passion and really make something of it. So, me, I make these hats. Yes, here for the gangbang. It's one of my favorite quotes from a movie. If you know what movie, comment down below. Wait, that might be... It's not a movie that you would find on a certain website that starts with P. It's a normal movie. So, but, yeah, if you know the movie, let me know what it is down below. And everyone that guessed right, I'll give you a like. That's about all I got to give. So, anyways, I'm going to keep this video somewhat short. I know it's not our usual content that everybody expects, but, wanted to get just some of this information out there. And really do appreciate everybody that does like, follow, and share. That helps us grow. And, you know, right now we're pretty big on TikTok under 3B Sneaky Pete. Okay, 14,000 followers. We have a second TikTok, Triple B Nation. That's it. Close to 3,000. I'd like to get that up to 10,000. Then I could move the shop. And then also on Instagram, we're on Facebook. We do have a private group on Facebook, which you can request to join. It's just a lot of memes and fuckery, a lot of fun. And then, of course, everywhere you can find a podcast, that's where you'll find us too. So if you guys have ideas, or hey, if you decided you wanted to be a guest on the podcast, you're more than welcome to. We do have been doing more, I don't want to say famous people, but more widely recognized people. But regular Joe Blows have a lot to offer too. Like Fox Guy, our friend Skyler. He's always fun when he's on the podcast. He's hilarious. So got to get him on there again. But if you want to do it in person, by all means, we are in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. Shout out. So that being said, this is a short one today. Next week, I am going to attempt to have a guest. I need to confirm with them and get set up, and that'll be the first official episode of Bacon Grease. This is more of a test episode. Testing out these new microphones. That's what's on my hat. A transmitter that goes to the receiver while mounted in the truck. So that is a steering wheel. That's not my... Anyway, we all know it's not. Anyway, I really do appreciate y'all tuning in. Couldn't do this without you. And we're going to try to kick this up to the next level here. So see what we can do as far as gaining a little bit of a following. I know I want to get Jared from Wisco Dive Bars Review back on here. That guy's hilarious. We talk every day and send a lot of random videos and reels back and forth. And he visits a lot of bars. He still does this Bush Latte rating, but PBRs are better. However, he makes a valid point. If he's hitting up, you know, 10 bars in a day, drinking 10 PBRs or 12 PBRs versus 10 Bush Lattes or Bush Lights, you get a little more drunk. That makes sense. We don't need him slurring and being like, hey, dive bar, cool, let's do shots. From what I hear, Bush Light is kind of like two people getting it on in a canoe. It's fucking near water. So, and on that note, I will leave you. Thank you. Stay beautiful. Stay funny. Keep fucking grinding for those that are on the grind. And I will catch you on the next one.